IDDT Conference, Changing Times, 29th of October 2022. This year's conference was well attended, and many attendees used the opportunity to network with others living with diabetes, sharing stories, online resources and forums, and arranging to meet up. For those who were unable to attend, here's a brief summary of what took place. Aging with Diabetes. Professor Alan Sinclair of the Foundation for Diabetes Research in Older People. The number of older people with diabetes is rising globally. Currently, there are 3.8 million people with diabetes in England. Nearly 1 million have diabetes but are undiagnosed, and 90% have type 2 diabetes. In 2020, the number with type 1 diabetes in England was 218,670. 1. It is now clear that type 1 can present at any age with an unexplained fall, change in personality, fatigue, or with a memory problem. 2. People over 70 do not have the same symptoms as younger people. 3. Type 2 in older adults is often missed for up to 9 years, by which time complications have set in. 4. The risk of hypos increases with age, and not just in those aiming for tight control. 5. In older people, it is better to aim for a stable level of blood glucose rather than a lower HbA1c. And 6. The prevalence of diabetes is even higher in care homes and mental health facilities than in the general population.
Frailty and dementia are complications of diabetes. 1. Frailty can be reversed. Diabetes accelerates the loss of muscle tissue. This risk can be lessened with regular exercise and good nutrition. 2. Frailty is marked by weight loss, exhaustion, slow walking, low grip strength, and low physical activity. And 3. Frailty should be screened for in all people over 65, as it is a risk factor for falls, mobility, length of hospital admission, and death. Older people with diabetes plus frailty plus COVID had very high mortality rates. Unfortunately, European guidelines to administer dexamethasone and oxygen were not picked up in the UK. Research on diabetes in older people indicates that the way forward is with good screening and individualised diabetes care.
Delegates had a choice of discussion groups to attend before lunch. Some important messages came from the groups. 1. The importance of physical activity to reduce insulin resistance, as well as to maintain muscle mass. Keep walking even if painful. Resistance exercises, like using full bottles as weights, can help reverse frailty. 2. While there are positives of continuous glucose monitors and pumps, there are negatives too. Lack of sufficient education to use technology optimally, the risk of losing basic diabetes knowledge, being over-reliant on technology, doubtful reliability, anxiety about travel, loss of devices, risk of infection, and becoming obsessive about blood glucose levels at the expense of a relaxed life. And 3, using the expert patient program, shared decision-making guidelines to prepare for medical appointments, PART was recommended. P is preparing for the appointment, identifying what is most important to you, and taking along an advocate or carer if it is a struggle to get your point across. A stands for ask. Ask 3 questions. What are my treatment options? What are the pros and cons of each? Where can I get support with whichever option I choose? R is repeat. Telling the professional what you believe the plan to be so there are no misunderstandings. And T, having a clear target outcome. Complaining in writing is better, as there is a duty to respond to complaints. If a complaint is not adequately addressed, copying the complaint to the practice senior partner, to PALS, to the ICB, the GMC, the CQC, one's MP, or the press may bring results.
3 keynote addresses. The latest on the Freestyle Libre, Jane Cheatham, Abbott Laboratories. A surprisingly large number of delegates were wearing their Libras. It is possible to get individual tuition from Abbott if you self-fund a Libra. Abbott's trials have shown that their sensors are accurate, with only a marginal difference from finger prick testing, though some in the audience disagreed. Readings from the Libra are acceptable to the DVLA. Libra 1 is being phased out at the end of 2022. Libra 3 is coming out, which continuously monitors glucose rather than at intervals and has an even smaller sensor. The customer care line will answer questions and will replace any sensor that is faulty or falls off before the end of its life. When going through airport security, it is preferable if a guard uses the wand rather than you going through a whole body scanner. Spare sensors should be in hand baggage, not the hold. You don't have to have a mobile phone. Abbott will supply a free scanning device.
Proteins, fat, vitamins, minerals and carbs. Dr. Mabel Blades. Dr. Blades echoed Professor Sinclair's earlier remarks about protein being important for muscle bulk. She referred us to the Eat Well guide, which is now available for cultural subgroups. Protein includes cheese, eggs, no longer felt to be a cholesterol risk, meat, fish and pulses. Good quality bread and pasta also contain 8% protein. Adults need 0.8 grams / kilograms body weight per day, and protein requirements increase in older age. It is recommended that we eat no more than 3 portions of red meat a week and 2 portions of fish, one oily. Vegans can obtain enough protein but must proceed knowledgeably, as only soya contains all of the essential amino acids and other pulses needed to be combined with a whole grain. Calcium is important to prevent osteoporosis and may not be present in all plant-based milks. Check that such a milk is fortified with calcium, protein and iodine. Monounsaturated oils like rapeseed and olive oils are best for us. Fish oil supplements contain omega-3. We should have 400 grams of fruit and vegetables per day for fibre, vitamins and minerals. Most people manage 3 portions or less, but 5 are recommended. Frozen vegetables are more nutritious than canned. Dr. Blades recommends we all take vitamin D supplements, as we don't absorb calcium without it.
Newer treatments for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Dr. Gary Adams. Dr. Adams delivered a thought-provoking talk asking us to reflect on the following questions. 1. How much do you really know about your current insulin or insulins? 2. Do you want to see new insulins and sensors being developed? 3. What impact do you want a new treatment to have? And 4. Will you accept new insulins despite risk? Dr. Adams pointed out that we are all individuals and will respond differently to different insulins. Ultra-long-acting insulins that will stay in the system for a whole week are being developed. Several amino acids in the insulin chain have to be modified, and different preservatives will be needed. People without diabetes metabolize their natural insulin within an hour. Will we want to have something that lasts a week? Closed-loop systems, sensor communicates with pump, are supposed to respond to your blood glucose, BG levels, to the algorithm, mathematical program, can be unreliable. This can lead to non-stable BG levels and anxiety. There are also risks from inflammation, infection and itchiness. Insulin sticks to the inside of pump tubing, so dosing may not be as accurate as we think. Some technology is being developed by the diabetes community which will be unregulated but may still be very good. One such piece of kit is the K-Watch, developed by PK Vitality. Online groups can be helpful. Take-home message: our bodies, our insulin, our choice.
Close of the day. Jenny Hurst closed the conference by thanking all our members and supporters for their generous donations of insulin, medication, testing strips, meters and money for our efforts in Ukraine. Everything, including knitted toys, hats, gloves and scarves, has much been appreciated by those in the war zone. IDDT had used donated funds to purchase necessary supplies and to pay for van deliveries. Every penny is being spent where it is most needed. The staff and trustees very much look forward to seeing you in 2023.